our fellow brothers when they face a situation. In Psalm 37, it talks about when the Israelites, and let me look on Psalm 130, and when David continued to cry, we learn a lot from the mouth of David, from the writing, the songs of David and his friends. They went through a lot of stuff. They went through some crisis. And 130 of Psalms, David and wrote this song, and it says, out of the depth of cry, out of the depth I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. This is what we want. This is the image we are portraying to God. We know we are not worthy. We know our mouth, our hearts, our mind. Sometimes, Lord, we don't please him the way we should. But David said, out of the depth I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. This is what we want. We want mercy. We want mercy. We want to hear good news. We want to hear good testimony. Thank you, Lord, for those who are getting healed. And there are still few numbers, but thank you for saving life. If you, O Lord, kept a record of my sins, O Lord, who could stand? We know, God, forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of the world. Forgive the sins of our leaders. Forgive the sins of everybody. Forgive the sins of pastors, leaders, prophets, and teachers, evangelists, and all. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. But with you, there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. We thank God for that. Verse number 5, I wait for the Lord, my soul, wait. And in his word I put all my trust. My soul waits for the Lord more than a watchman wait for the morning. More than a watchman wait for the morning. And verse number 7, he said, O Israel, put all your hope in the Lord. I say, all men and women out there, all members of the church, all non-believers, everybody, all world, put all your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel. He will redeem us. He will redeem the globe. He will redeem humanity from all their sins. This is one of the prayer that we are focusing and continuously looking as David had that mandate to cry. We know every morning we are waiting, every evening we are waiting. Yes, there's a news out there. We are being given the information through the news media, through texting, through other people in all social platforms. But we wait every morning for healing. Every morning our hope, our trust is in God. I encourage and I urge and I beg every man and women out there, let's put our hope and our trust in the Lord. There is no one who can save us. There is no one who can heal. There is no one has a miracle. There is no one has salvation. There is no one has a breakthrough. There is no one. He's more than a quarantine. He's more than all isolated rooms and places. More than all those who, and we need those masks. We need those even, and the one can help us to breathe. We need those. We need them. But even if we don't have, we know their countries are struggling. Most nations in Africa, Europe, and other Asian countries are struggling to find these machines. But our machine is God. We are going back to him who created, who gave us, and how to breathe